Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jared Decker, talking EPDs. Back with Dr. Decker in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
He's a beef genetics extension specialist for the University of Missouri. Dr. Jared Decker works with breed associations and also individual beef producers to understand and use genomic technologies in the selection decisions for cattle herds. Dr. Decker says, for right now, we've got only the single breed EPDs that really work for beef producers. But there is a multi-breed EPD on the horizon.
So right now, especially for the commercial heifer panels, our best genomic tests are going to be the breed-specific test. It's just simpler to create a genomic test in a breed-specific manner. Bigger picture, we have International Genetic Solutions, which is going to be doing a multi-breed genetic prediction for 11 different breed associations in the U.S. and Canada. And so when they fully launch their new single-step bolt prediction, we will have a genomic-based genetic prediction that works across multiple breeds of cattle. The really interesting thing that they're doing with their association is they're not just providing that single-step genomic multi-breed genetic prediction to seed stock producers. They've opened the door and said, if you're a commercial producer, enroll your entire cow herd in the program. We're only going to charge you $500 per year to get that done, and they will give you pedigree-based or genomic-based genetic predictions on your entire commercial cow herd. So we really see these opportunities opening up where commercial producers can get that genetic information on their females.
Now, we caught up with Dr. Decker at the recent Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting down in Fort Worth. One of the examples he gave to the audience when he talked about EPDs that maybe you don't need to pay as much attention to is the EPD that expresses the ability of a cow to produce more milk for her calf.
Yeah, so I was, to be honest with you, I was a little dense on this topic for far too long. But one of the things that I finally learned and finally realized is that those cattle with those larger milk EPDs, they have higher maintenance requirements. So they might be producing, they have the potential to produce more milk, but their maintenance requirements get so high that they simply can't eat enough to produce the milk that their genetic potential says. So there comes to a point where that milk genetic potential, where that milk EPD gets too high, and we're basically losing money because the maintenance requirement of that cow is too high and we're not getting the additional growth of the calves back.
Where are we going with the EPD, genomic EPDs, and how they are going to be, you know, integrated and used and they, you know, an optimal way by producers?
I think the technology over the last 8 years, and it's been 8 years since we launched the technology in the industry, has really become quite mature. So we've answered a lot of the research questions in terms of how do we use genomics in genetic prediction. The next step really is getting beef producers to buy in to EPDs that have been around for 40 years, to indexes that have been around for over a decade, and then buying in when it makes sense to purchase genomic tests on their cattle.
Dr. Jared Decker, the University of Missouri, on the evolution of more and more information available to cattle producers these days, early on from EPDs and now through additional genomic information. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim Angus fall bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
Your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.